Hello and welcome to Drilling Insight. I'm Jeremy Verduzco, host and editor of The Driller magazine. I'm joined today by drilling trainer, the driller writer, and co-host, Brock Yorty. How's it going, Brock?
I'm doing good. It's a wonderful Monday, and I'm excited to talk about the Jubilee.
Fantastic. Well, on today's show, we welcome Kim Barclay. Thanks for being on the show, Kim. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited.
So Kim is executive director of the South Atlantic Jubilee, the long-running event for drillers in waterwell, geotech, and other sectors. So the popular show returns this year, and we wanted to bring on Kim to talk about this year's plans. So Kim, let's start with our usual opening question. Did you choose this industry, or did it choose you?
It definitely chose me. I work for an association management company, and our firm owner is very good at putting the right people with the right client. And he thought that I would be perfect for the South Atlantic Jubilee. And I have been with the Jubilee and managing the Jubilee since 2012. And I absolutely love it and love all the people that we work with.
Okay. You know, all these years, I didn't realize that you were fresh with the Jubilee, like right around the time I started with the driller. So
yep.
That's fantastic. We've had kind of parallel journeys.
Yes, absolutely.
So, Kim, I'm pretty sure our audience knows and is very excited about the Jubilee. But for those that don't know, would you give a quick elevator pitch of what the Jubilee is and why should we go?
Sure. The Jubilee started officially in 1954 and was actually in Carolina Beach, North Carolina. It eventually moved to Myrtle Beach, where we know and love it today. And it is definitely a different type of show. It's second only in size to the National Groundwater Show. And we're always on the East Coast of Myrtle Beach. So it's different in that way. That, you know, it's very similar in some ways to NGWA show, but extremely different in the fact that it's family oriented. We have family activities. We have a family picnic. We now have a petting zoo for the kids. There's a kids zone. And all the exhibitors and the attendees know that, you know, this is a family event. So in that aspect, that's the biggest difference. People, you know, come and make it a family vacation, and they come, you know, to the trade show and do the professional development amongst that. So it's a vast array of activities.
Okay. So last year changed a lot of things for folks, and for the first time in decades, there wasn't a Jubilee last year. You know, obviously, COVID put kind of a damper on all kinds of events like yours. As Jubilee returns, can attendees expect to see any differences?
Slightly. As of right now, and as we all know, things can change on a turn of a dime. But as of today, there are no official mandates or restrictions in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. With that said, the exhibit hall, the show floor is spaced out more than normal to make people feel a little bit more comfortable and confident that they're not, you know, all bunched together. So there's more room in that aspect. The exhibitors will be, you know, adhering to whatever that they feel comfortable with. Some of them will probably have, you know, plexiglass or something. But what we anticipate, barring anything horrific happening, is that masks will be optional up to the individual. There will be, of course, you know, hand sanitizer stations and so forth. So that's really all we anticipate. You know, we're still having the picnic, and the petting zoo will be outside this year due to the fact that that is a place where everybody congregates. But I don't think those are terribly major things or obstacles. I think we'll be totally fine. And we're excited to have everybody back.
So South Carolina has relaxed their mask guidelines. It sounds like the convention is going to be back to normal. Is that how you feel?
Yeah, for the most part, I do. I think everybody who had any personal concerns of their well-being have either, number one, have been vaccinated, or probably just won't come, which is fine and totally understandable. So I do really think that for the most part, everything will be back to normal.
So tell us about professional development this year.
What we have a vast array of professional development. And for those who don't know, several years ago, we implemented a track 3. In years past, it had only been 2 tracks and all contractor type, license type courses. We developed a more business track 3. It has everything from family succession and Brock's doing a couple things of how to hire good employees and in the 21st century and just numerous things like that. Of course, there's the normal, the demo outside, well maintenance, the electrical, how to deal with your electrical stuff on the rig, and I don't have all these courses memorized, of course, but there's a lot. And then we will have the NGWA Michelhiney lecture. Kevin McGinnis with Cody Chemical will be doing that on Saturday. And then to round everything out on Sunday will actually be Brock. He is going to do our well driller game show. So that is a fun and entertaining and very educational course. It is approved. Although it's in a game show format, it is a course. And so Brock will be facilitating that as the last course on Sunday before we open the show floor.
Yeah. Yeah. And you do licensing exams for a couple of states on site, don't you?
Only North Carolina at this time. Okay. And that will be on Friday. However, we are beta testing some things. We're going to be doing a how to study course. Basically, I mean, we don't have a formal, it's a study course. That'll be on Friday. It's free. It'll be in the afternoon, no cost. It will be facilitated by Drew Morgan with the North Carolina contractors. Again, that's a beta test. We'll see how it goes. We encourage anyone that is trying to obtain their license in any state, because it's going to be very generic, to attend. Again, it's free. So everybody's probably coming in on Friday anyhow, if you're attending the Jubilee. So we'll have more information on specific times and room number and things of that nature, because we're getting all that settled right now, but we'll make sure to get that out.
I really appreciate the way the Jubilee looks at classes and selects them. The fact that Kim and your team allowed me to pitch you a game show that I get to wear a goofy blue camouflage suit coat and talk like a game show host and entertain everybody along with learning is what's made it fun to attend the Jubilee. And a lot of my industry colleagues have always liked the tracks you guys provide. So that's very welcoming.
Well, thank you. We appreciate that. We have a committee of board members who actually approve and go through the courses and approve them. I'm not licensed. I'm not a well driller. So for me to choose those classes really doesn't make any sense. So we do have a whole committee that works on those, and we have alternates, in case somebody has an emergency or something, God forbid, happens. We always have alternates ready, and those folks are wonderful to be willing to be at Jubilee and ready to go should we need something. But we're real excited, and Jubilee focuses a lot on professional development because it extends more than just getting your CE credits for your license. You as a contractor should want to educate yourself so you're a better employee, you're more valuable, and you're more valuable to yourself and the industry, not just to your employment of where you work.
And what's great is the drillers of the family, mom or dad, grandma or grandpa, aunt, uncle, go and professional develop, but it's also a family destination. There's Gulf, and there's the beach, and you have a petting zoo. And why is it so important to have kids on the trade show floor? I love the fact that it's a family event. How did that come about?
Well, it's always been that way. They did try in past years prior to my involvement with Jubilee to try to implement some other things where there was times where there wasn't kids on the trade show floor, that, you know, it was all business for, you know, like the first day or something. And that may have worked a little bit back then, but now, you know, we're trying to, these children need to be exposed to the industry. This is multi-generational businesses we're talking about. So the more that they're exposed, the more interest hopefully they will have, and at least that they can take something away from it, you know. And so many people have said, and Brock, you're one of them, I've been to the Jubilee since I was knee high to a mushroom. So those memories, those great experiences, all of that is a very important and critical to the industry and to, frankly, to the survival of the Jubilee.
Yeah, it is. It is, I think, the most notable aspect of the Jubilee is it. You look around and you see families. The kids have the plastic hard hat they might have grabbed from a booth or something. And I think that aspect that you talk about, the exposure of the young folks to the industry, the tools that are out there, they can see the bits and the rigs right up close. I think that's super important for kind of bridging to the next generation.
Oh, it is, totally. And, you know, the second layer of that logistically is mom and dad, grandma or grandpa don't have to worry about what am I going to do with the kids? I want to go to the show or something of that nature. Everybody can go. You don't have to worry about getting a babysitter or what am I going to do? And, you know, that too is important. I mean, people logistically have to work out how they're going to spend their time, and putting a burden of trying to get a babysitter or mom or dad can't go or, you know, whatever, because they have to watch the kids. Well, that's not real good. You know, that's hard. So we just want everybody to be involved.
Yeah, and Myrtle Beach has always struck me as a much more family-oriented destination than, for example, Las Vegas, where you may want to leave the kids at home for groundwater week.
Exactly.
So let's talk exhibitors for a minute. Can the exhibitors that have signed up expect any changes for this year?
Not huge amount of changes. Outside, you know, they're very aware of the show floor layout and more spacing. You know, I will say that some of our past exhibitors that have normally got what we call island pods, you know, they've had a huge presence on the show floor, have opted not to go that route this year just because they're trying to keep things more minimal and understandably so, just as we kind of gear and ramp back up, kind of see how things go and so forth. So there's not a lot of huge changes in their kit. They have the option to purchase a clear vinyl drape, if you will, to separate themselves from the booth next to them. So there's lots of options if they choose to do that, just to make everybody feel comfortable and confident in their safety and well-being. And, you know, because there's so many companies that have different protocols within their own company that they have to take to the trade show. So we just want to make sure that we can accommodate everybody, that everybody feels confident and still have a wonderful show, interact with folks, and just have as much normalcy as possible.
Yeah. So from like masks to barriers, you're really letting attendee and exhibitor comfort level drive that.
Correct. Yeah.
So, Kim, you've gone to the Jubilee since 2012, taking it over, and I'm sure you've been to Myrtle Beach before. Let's talk about outside of the convention. What is one of those hidden gem restaurants, or where is one of those places that everybody should try to make it to while they're there for the convention show?
So as far as restaurants are concerned, there's a Brazilian steakhouse there that's just awesome. But I will say, let me preface this whole conversation with anybody watching needs to call to ensure that wherever they're going is 100% capacity. Because right now, some private companies like the dinner theater, some restaurants and so forth have chosen, not that they were mandated, but chosen to still be at 50%. I expect that to change by the time July and Jubilee come around, but I advise everybody to kind of get a game plan together and call to ensure that, that where they would like to go is going to be able to accommodate them. But as far as another place to go, there's Brook Green Botanical Garden. That's a little south, just a tiny bit south of Myrtle Beach. It's a hidden gem. It's beautiful. It's wonderful. It's just full of life and exhilarating. And to see all of these plants and flowers and butterflies and birds and everything, it's amazing. So I love that place and try to go every time I'm there.
Yeah, the last time Groundwater Week was in Nashville, we went to a Brazilian steakhouse, and I just I remember eating rattlesnake and rabbit and all kinds of strange.
And they keep bringing you food.
Yes. So you know, when you wake up, you know, the day after Jubilee this year, you know, as you look back and you've got a chance to breathe, what do you hope to see from this year's event to call it a success?
As always, that the exhibitors feel like they had quality traffic. The exhibitors always say it's not quantity, it's quality. So that's always very important and always on the forefront of our minds. And then obviously under these certain circumstances, we hope that everyone, when they left, feels like that was a great show. They did everything that they could to make everybody comfortable, confident, making sure that everybody's well-being, you know, was in the forefront of our minds, which it is. So, you know, the attendance right now is right on par to where it's been in successful years past. So we're right up there in the top of, you know, of our most successful years in recent history, and everybody's registering. The brochure hit the physical brochure hit the street. So it's funny because we've had online registration open for quite some time, but it's when that brochure gets in their mailbox, that's when they register. So that's out, it's hit the street. So we anticipate that all those that were kind of just hanging on, just waiting for that piece of paper to come in the mail, they're going to start registering real quick.
Okay. Well, with that, Kim, we'll wrap up today's episode. Thanks again for being on the show. As far as Jubilee goes, I think, as I said a minute earlier, I think the most notable thing is just how family-oriented this show is. It is. I've been to a lot of trade shows over the years, and I've got to say, seeing the kids on the floor and seeing families walk around and look at the booths together, it is really a sight to behold, and it definitely makes the Jubilee stand apart.
Well, thank you. I wish I could take credit for it, but it's always been that way. We just try to enhance it.
Yeah. So what are your thoughts, Brock?
You know, I have a huge place in my heart for the Jubilee, and it's why I constantly want to volunteer and be part of it with the team. I went as a little kid, and it was always a relaxed pace. And I can remember seeing Carl Mason and Wayne and all of these legends, Porky, walking around and seeing these guys as like the history and legacy of the drilling industry. And in 2005, I got invited down by Bayroid. The Michigan water well market had slowed way down, and I had chosen to go to college. And John Christ and Dave Donald and Dennis Duty invited me to the the Jubilee to meet me. John had mentored me on some mud things. And as I was there, I'm sitting in the booth and we're hanging out. And Dave goes, Brock, why don't you become our first intern? And I said, yeah, that sounds like that could be a lot of fun. And I interned the following summer and then got hired by Bayroid. And my entire career pretty much launched pad off of coming to the beach and hanging out and playing golf with Dennis and Dean and being part of this conference. And I believe it is the quality of the conversations we have and the relaxed nature of we're at the beach and we're just hanging out and there's a petting zoo and there's all these great things happening. So that's why I think you should go to the Jubilee.
Thanks, Brock. I appreciate that.
Yeah. And I'm sure you're not alone. I'm sure there are plenty of young professionals like yourselves who grew up going to this show and are now active in the industry. So.
Well, and Jeremy, that's another thing too, is that, you know, in this day and age and this next generation that's coming up, everything, and with COVID, you know, everything has been digital and online. And this is a place where you can go look at rigs and they sell rigs on the show floor. You can look at equipment, you can look at bits, you can touch them, you can feel them, you can see all the water filtration systems, you can actually put your hands on it and realize if this is a good product or service for you or not. You can ask questions. So the hands-on element here cannot be replaced. It just can't.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, everyone's definitely looking forward to getting back to these in-person events. So so thanks again to Kim Barclay. Kim, where can the audience find out more about the Jubilee?
It is www.jubileewatershow.com. And if you Google Jubilee, it comes up on Google in the, you know, the first, I think, five of those. Yeah. And also, too, before I forget, NGWA will be in Nashville in December, and they will have a booth at the Jubilee. So plan on, they are going to take registrations and sign up people there too. They are a great industry partner. We love working with NGWA and they love working with us. And so we want to make sure that everybody gets to both shows because they're completely different. And so we want to make sure that folks get by the NGWA booth as well.
Great. Great. Well, you can find fresh episodes of our show on our website or on Apple Podcasts every other week. Search Drilling Insight and hit subscribe. And you can also visit thedriller.com for the latest industry news and views. And don't forget to follow us on the usual social media channels. Until next time, this is Drilling Insight.